Well, it looks as if a dried out 15-foot tall Christmas tree was largely to blame for the deadly mansion fire in Annapolis early January 19th. An accidental electrical failure ignited the tree and a fast-moving fire spread. Don and Sandra Piles and their four grandchildren had no chance to escape. In Laurel, a pedestrian is dead after being struck by a vehicle along I-95. A man was killed near Brooklyn Bridge Road, causing one lane of the interstate to be shut down for much of yesterday afternoon. The identity of the man has not yet been released. A man fights for his life at a hospital after being struck by a vehicle in an Arlington hit and run. He's one of two victims, a 39-year-old Alexander Mendez, who was under arrest in connection with Tuesday night's accident at a parking lot near Columbia Pike. Moving on, this is a scary visual. Three thieves are targeting small pharmacies in the district. In the past month, they've hit at least three different shops from Capitol Hill to Anacostia. The gunmen wear ski masks over their face while looking for oxycodone, Percocet, and cash. In other news, church leaders in Maryland are asking Episcopal Bishop Heather Cook, accused in a drunk driving crash, to step down. He is charged in the death of a cyclist last month in Baltimore. Prosecutors say Cook was texting and had a blood alcohol level nearly three times Maryland's legal limit at the time of the crash. And some parents are raising questions about the sudden firings and resignations of social studies teachers at Howard University Middle School of Math and Science. Parents claim the administration no longer wants Black history taught in the school. I'm Britt Waters, and that's your KYS News Brief. For more stories, you can go to news1.com.